My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Thank you. Just amen. Thank you. Well, good morning. Happy All Hallows Eve to everyone. We were actually thinking of dressing up as saints today, but then we decided it's probably not a very good idea. So it's time now for the appeal for donations, and I wanted to share with all of you, I received a letter in the mail from the Central Service team out of Louisiana, and I felt compelled that I need to share this with you. As I opened up this letter from them, the Central Service team, I was on this letter, it was a picture of a map of the United States. If you look up here, you can see it. And I'm just going to read it to you to explain. It says, "Recently, the Lord put it on our hearts to make a map of the U.S., revealing the direction that he was taking our ministry. We colored the states with active chapters in dark blue, the chapters in formation in medium blue, and the inquiries in light blue. When we were finished coloring the map, it took our breath away. We realized that God is calling women such that Magnificat will soon have a presence in every state in the continental United States." And when I looked at this and read it and saw it, I was just overcome with this just hope and joy. And I was just so happy because I see like through an analogy, all these sparks of fire, just hundreds of thousands of them throughout our nation.
she's a crier.
I am a crier. No, not praise God. That's
praise God. Yeah, praise God.
But I see. She said it, the gift of tears. So I'm seeing all these sparks throughout our nation, just hundreds of thousands of them, and they represent each and every one of us, the women of Magnificat. And the sparks are a symbol of the Holy Spirit, which, you know, all of us have been anointed with at our baptism, at our confirmation. And so I'm looking at this, and I'm just like, wow. I was like, it's happening. It's really happening. It's working. It's working. You know, what we're doing. And if you could imagine, I think of the sparklers that the little kids, you know, swirl around on the 4th of July. You know, you have a sparkler that's lit and then another one that's not. And how do you get it lit? You got to, you know, bring it together, and then they touch, and then you have two going. And I feel like that's us. You know, as soon as we walk out of these doors, we have to, everyone that we come in contact with and everyone that we encounter in our daily lives, our spouses and our children. I know, I don't mean to. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get through it without. But, I mean, everyone that we come in contact with every day of our life, you know, whether they're Christian, whether they're not, you know, complete strangers, our neighbors, our coworkers, you know, I feel like we're the sparks and we have to light them, you know, because Magnificat, that's our goal, is to grow in holiness. And as we're growing in holiness, we're being like Christ. We're reflecting Christ. And so these people that we're coming in contact with, they're seeing that. Does that make sense? You know? And so I love looking at this, and you know, seeing all those sparks that I'm imagining that we are, that we're helping with this cause. And so here we are, the donation appeal. But every prayer that you guys have for this ministry, not just West Virginia, for the entire nation, for the entire world, because it is an international ministry, every dollar that you put in those baskets, it's making a difference. As you can plainly see, it's making a difference. And so, once again, as we always ask you, just take a moment and let's reflect on what God wants you to give today, if anything. If you'd like, we can close our eyes and just ask the Lord and just trust in that. Whatever you hear, what am I to give today? It may be just a prayer. It may be to donate monetarily. It may be to give your time.